Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we have in your presence. We thank you, Jesus, for everyone that is gathered here today. Lord, we give you praise. Father, I ask that as we look into your word, that you shall speak to us, revive us, give us life in the name of Jesus. Turn away every darkness and every cloud of darkness over us. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I say a better amen?
Amen.
All right, cool. So let me say, before I start my teaching, let me say something that I think is very important. In fact, I think it's one of the most important things that I can ever teach you, because this directly affects how you walk with God. Okay? So whenever you come to, firstly, the most important gathering of your life is church. Okay? Yeah. It's more important than UN. Hallelujah. I'm telling you so that you wouldn't wait till you understand it to think it. That's what I'm telling you. So I'm giving you expo already that the most important gathering is church. And a lot of your life will be fixed dependent on, or a lot of your temporary issues would be automatically fixed if you in church participate. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of your temporary issues, whatever the issues are going to be fixed just solely based on how you participate in church. Okay? If you, and when I say participate, what do I mean by participate? I don't just mean attend. What I mean is you actively put your mind and your heart in everything that is going on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. If you wait till there is a prayer point that maybe affects you, you know, maybe like now, you might think, or one might think that church wasn't blessed because they did not mention my prayer point. No one can think that. Am I correct? Yeah. But that's because you don't understand that when church service is going on, there's a lot of things that are being fixed. There's a lot of stuff that is happening. Not even behind the scene. This is not a behind the scene matter. There's actually a lot of stuff that is happening. And we don't need to verbally talk about it for you to know that it is happening. If you're with me, say hallelujah. So your physical composure, how you participate, how you carry yourself when the church service is going on, it is very important, because that is how you worship God. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So it is your responsibility to bring your heart into the service. Okay? The reason why I'm saying this thing is that I was watching some of you, and I was seeing that you were lost, you know, and you were just looking like that's when the singing was going on. Also when I think the Bible reading, maybe you're not used to it, you know. But don't allow your flesh rob you of what God wants to do to you. Are we together? Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Just no, once the attitude of church is that they say we should jump up. Don't think that, oh, today I've not eaten food. Don't. Once you are in a service, put all of your attention, your heart into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the reason why you need to do that is that proper alignment in God's meetings gives you speed. Amen. Or one of the reasons. Proper, what did I say? Yes. I'm telling you the truth. Proper alignment in God's meeting, it gives you speed. You know, heaven is like a service. That's really how it's, or one of the ways that it operates. You know, people are just in an actual service, and the things are happening one after the other. Amen. Are we together? Huh? So, get used to the, okay, after this one, then another one will happen, then another one will happen, then the word will happen, then this will happen. Don't allow your flesh lie to you and say the protocol is too much or something like that. No, it is not. It's not too much. And not get lazy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's one of the most important things I can tell you. I tell you the truth, because how you conduct yourself in God's house will determine how God can bless you. Amen. All right. Can you welcome your neighbor once again? Say, I'm happy to see you. I am in awe of your beauty. Are you telling them you're in awe of their beauty? Are you telling them you're in awe of their beauty? If you have not been told that you're in awe of your beauty, please raise your hand. Joshua has not been told that. Have you told Joshua? Okay. Amen. Let's see how it goes. If the Lord allows us, I'll address one particular naughty issue that men have. We'll see how it goes. So we've been looking at the proper use of the tongue. Abby, have you been blessed? All right, cool. So we're looking at the proper use of the tongue. And I think we were talking about evil speaking, Abby. Yeah, what is evil speaking? What do you think evil speaking is? Or what are the types of speech that makes up evil speaking? Yeah, complain. Okay, so we've looked at one, complain. Right? Complain or murmuring. Are we together? Yeah. And we said that in all things that you do, can we go to that scripture? I think it's in Philippians 2, verse 14. Let's look at that scripture. Is the scripture coming up, or should I? Philippians 2, verse 14. Can we read together? I want to go. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that we should do all things. How many things? All things, without complaining and disputing. So we're looking at why, also we are looking at why we complain. And one of the things that we said was that these things are, it's the reaction of a maybe justified offense. Maybe someone is under stress. Somebody is in a difficult situation, and that's the natural reaction. Do you remember? Yeah. But despite that being the natural reaction, you have to understand, when we say natural reaction, what's the natural we are referring to? I'm not saying natural as per is natural to want to pee. You know, it's not, if you drink water, you pee. You know, I don't mean it in that sense. I mean it in the fallen man sense. In other words, it is sinful. It's part of the sinful nature. Amen. Are we together? Please, you need to understand this thing. It is sinful to complain. Okay? It's part of the sinful nature of man. When we complain, we remind God that we are fallen. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not what the tongue is used for. Is a totally brand new concept. It's the concept that it was brand new. You know, the first person to complain was Adam. After he sinned, then he started complaining about his wife. That is the woman you gave me. If you didn't give me this woman, I would be in this predicament. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's when that thing manifested. After Adam's nature was changed because of sin. That's the first time that we saw complain. So, I repeat again, it is sinful. It is part of the sinful nature. So, anytime there is the urge to complain, you have to hold yourself. Are we together? Yeah, because all that is going to be released is darkness, is not light. I'll give you an example of how maybe someone comes now. I heard that, in this jam that just passed, I think maybe 1.5 million scored below. One kind of crazy statistic like that. I was like, eh, is it that bad? So maybe there's someone here that scored 180. I think cutoff now is 180, Abby. Depends on the score, but generally 180 can still, it can still. Oh, we got to help us in this group. I mean, if I wrote jam now, I'll be a superstar. Back then, when we scored 230 something, was he nobody? You know? Was he nobody? When I wrote jam, we can score 230 something crying. Because the competition was that tough. Now, if we score, now some people, if they see 230, they'll roll on the floor in church. So maybe someone else should score 120 or something like that. And then you go home. And then all you hear is complain about how you don't have sense, how see what your mates are doing, you know. Now, you would never really leave that place or that conversation with a desire to become the richest man in the world. You know? That's not how those conversations end. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you won't end that conversation thinking that, wow, you know what, I think I can actually make it in life. I think I can be a great person. You know, that conversation, no matter how justified it may seem because of the frustration, no matter how justified it may seem, it's just demons that will just introduce into the person's soul. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you two, don't complain. You are just fellowshipping with demons. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? Please don't, I know you hear me, but, you know, I need to keep reminding you, just in case there's anybody. Don't think that, you know, that because I'm talking simple, the thing is not serious, you know. I'm talking simple so that nobody can say they did not understand what I'm saying. And I'm thinking that's why I take my time. Because we have different age ranges. We have 11 here, we have 18 here, so accommodating everyone. So please, bear with me. Are we together? Yeah. Don't miss what God is telling you. So, when we complain, we fellowship with demons. Are we together? We fellowship with demons. It's demons that will begin to inspire us. Demons will begin to inspire us. The thoughts that will begin to come to your mind would become negative. You would have a negative outlook. Even your aura would become negative. After a while, it will leave your mouth. It will start showing on your face that you are a complainer. And nobody will be your friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we together? One day, maybe if the Lord gives us time, or if maybe I find out that it's a necessary thing to teach in your journey, I'll teach you on how to be popular. Are we together? Yeah, if I find out that it's needed, I'll teach you how to be popular. Okay? A lot of, I don't have friend, it's actually your fault that you don't have friend. Are you hearing me? You don't like what I'm saying? Like what I'm saying, no. It's a skill you need in life. You need to know how to make friends. Huh? Are we together? Yeah. And it's also a skill that you need to influence the kingdom. Okay? Are you hearing what I'm saying? It depends if I find out that the Lord will have us, you know. So that you stop crying. All this, what I'm really going to is all this complaining. Oh, I don't have friend. You know? It's demons that you are fellowshipping with, though. All this, I don't have friend. Nobody loves me, you know. On my birthday, nobody called me, you know. Are we together? Yeah. Complain is demons that you'll be attracting. If you have a good personality, you will have friends. Amen. It's because your face is frowning, that's why you don't have friends. From today, check everybody that complains they don't have friends. Check their face. If you think I'm lying, it'll be 100%. Are we together? If you see one, somebody that has a cheerful personality and doesn't have friends, come on, I need to see that person. Amen. Even in your class, check everybody that is complaining that they don't have friends, check their face. Amen. Don't worry. I don't want us to cry, so I'll not continue. You understand? But one day, maybe when you are ready to hear it, I'll teach. It gets. If you're a good person, people will like you. That's the reality of life. And if you have wisdom, the Bible talks about wisdom that will even make your enemies to be at peace with you. Huh? Yeah. So, that's what complaint does, for instance. That instead of you reading the Bible to get wisdom on how to change your life. You know, we all need to change our life, have we? We all need to change our life. Some of us need to learn how to talk. Some of us need to learn how to dress. You know, maybe the reason why you don't have friends is that you are smelly. That could be the reason. And you can't expect people to be wicked. You can't expect, you can't be wicked to people. It's wickedness to be smelling and giving odor. It's wickedness. It's not a good thing. You understand? So, there are many things that you might need to change about yourself. But if you cannot leave complain, you then develop a victim mindset. Can we say that together? Victim mindset. You must, in life, you must never see yourself as a victim, even if you are a victim. Are we together? Your life stops the moment you see yourself as a victim. What did I say? Yeah. Your life will stop. Like, there won't be progress anymore. Satan has finished work. He can go and sit down and focus on other people. You understand? It's the reason why, let me say it's the truth. It's the reason why black people in America will never become a serious group in that country. You understand? That demographic group is a joke. Are we together? Why? Victim mindset. You understand? Thing is, it's a very terrible thing. It's also the reason why even whenever you see people who just want to be victims, people who, you know, even in our country itself, my fellow Igbo brothers that believe in IPOB, you know, go and check all their lives. They are never serious people. They usually are failures in life. Are we together? Huh? Because the question is that if, for instance, now, as an Igbo person now in this country, you believe that Nigeria is against you, and therefore the reason why, maybe for instance now, you want to go and rent a house, and then one landlord says that, I'm not giving you this house because you are Igbo. You know it happens. Yeah. Now, if you say, for instance, that this is the reason why I cannot prosper, because Nigeria is oppressing me. And the question is, why are you in Nigeria? Because can you defeat Nigeria? I'm asking you a question. You, one person, can you defeat Nigeria? No. So, in other words, what you are saying is that till I die, I will be at this spot in life. That's what you are really telling yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? So then, why do you stress yourself with hard work? Why do you stress yourself? Do you get my point? So that's how a victim mindset will begin to destroy you. All of a sudden, you start being lazy. Because there's no point. You understand? If you believe you don't have anything in your head, you won't read now. You get my point now? If you believe that no matter what you do, they will give you F, then you won't read it. Well, there's no point in reading. Again, right? So, when you have a victim mindset, your prophecy will come to pass eventually. And then it will reinforce the victim mindset because you then say, see? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. What you see or what you are saying, it will come to pass. And then that will not be justification for why you should remain there. So the thing is, it's a scary walk, you know. You need to run away from it. You understand? If you're an Igbo person and the landlord says, I don't want to give you a house because you're Igbo, you say, thank you. You say, okay, I'll look for another one. You understand? That's simple. I'll look for another one. But the moment you go on social media and start, you know, these are the injustices, yeah. They're just destroying yourself. Are we together? Yeah. You're not destroying yourself. You're not helping yourself when you complain. Amen. How about Jesus Christ? You know, I love what Jesus Christ did. You have to be... Jesus Christ did not lie to anybody. He told his people, in this world, you will suffer tribulation. He didn't lie to anybody. He didn't... You understand? He didn't wish-wash the thing. He didn't wash the thing. He told them, he said, look, some of you guys, they will crucify you. Everything you see them doing to me, from the verbal insults to the wanting to kill me, it can happen to you. But don't worry, me, I'm with you. Do you understand? So as you go through life, don't see trouble as a special thing. It's follow come with life. Amen. Amen. Are we together? Don't make trouble special. Huh? I'm teaching you how to break out from complaining. Don't make trouble special. It's part of life. It's follow come. You understand? One day, the Holy Spirit will... You'll be leaving your house. The Holy Spirit will nudge you. Close down your window. You say, I'm rushing. That day, rain will fall. And your laptop will spoil. You understand? Right? As you get back home, just say it's part of life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't make it an event. Do you get me? It's very narcissistic to... Things happen. You understand? You get me? So it's part of life. Don't make it special. Don't try to understand, you know, what happened. Don't know. It's part of life. In life, there's problem. We go through life overcoming issues. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't try and make it a special thing that you are hungry. Yeah, you're hungry is not that big a deal. Are you hearing me? Eh? You get, if you're experiencing a troublesome situation in your house, don't, maybe during break, school break, you don't have food to eat or something, and you're just take it as part of life, you know. Don't make it a big deal. It's a temporary season that you are in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't even pray about itself. It's just, these are the things that make you who you are or who you will become. Do you understand me? It's the challenges you will go through that will make you who you will be. Yeah. So that's the response to complain. Now, what might I ask? What about people that are complaining in my ear that I cannot... Well, firstly, if somebody is complaining in your ear, that's the first time that you shouldn't listen to that person. Okay? Are we together? Are you hearing me? Hear me, oh. Don't listen to people that always complain and murmur. Okay? When we go through this teaching, if you really want to live this kind of life, one of the main things that will happen to you is that the number of people you online and offline will reduce drastically. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Online and offline. You separate people into various categories. You know, these are those that we listen to. These are those that, you know, is entertainment. You know, some people, you convert them to entertainment. You know, let's just laugh. You know. So, you must not purposely be around complainers. Are we together? If you're with me, shout hallelujah. And also, you must not, whenever it's a situation where you have no choice, you have to be there. You have to know how to convert words in your mind. Amen. Huh? Are you hearing me? Complain, no. That's genuine complain. You know, if you don't sweep your room and you say, go and sweep your room, that's not complain. You're the one that doesn't have sense. Are we together? Are you hearing me? Yeah. Those that will hear me will hear me. Those that will be foolish. You know, foolishness is in people's hearts. You have to... Some people will always be foolish. You know, someone now can hear this thing and they go and talk to their teacher. Why are you complaining? You know, that's... Some people will just be foolish like that. There's nothing you can do. You know. No matter what you do, that's how life is. You just don't be foolish. Just still have sense in how you are doing things in life. Yet. So I'm not saying that if your teacher is talking to you, you will do like this. I'm not listening to you. That's... So in the situation where you have no choice, but you have to be there, but then you have to convert, you have to understand how to convert. And that's what I mean by putting people in various categories. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. That's why you also have spiritual parents. Amen. Hear me well, though. You understand? That's why you have spiritual parents. Okay? The reason for spiritual parents is in case there's wahala in one place, you can leverage. What I mean, for instance, if you have parents that are abusive, is so that you can just say that, okay, I will, on as regards my destiny, I will downplay your voice. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if you, the problem with, especially family members that have no choice, is that you are applying weight to it that it doesn't need. Do you get my point? So your mom will say you are stupid, and yourself, you say, me too, I'm stupid. You know? No matter where they are coming from, the moment somebody is speaking to you and it's demons that are inspiring you, that's a sign that you need to downplay the voice. Then your wisdom then needs to increase. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because you don't deserve demons. I've told you that complaint releases demons. So you don't deserve demons. So if you're in an abusive situation, you will downplay the voice. Meaning you will just hear it as, okay, this is just what somebody is saying in this moment. You won't tell the person, no, it's inside you. You will just downplay the voice. Then you will increase wisdom with how you relate with that person. You understand? So you won't say that you have downplayed the voice, therefore you will not talk rudely. That's lack of wisdom. In fact, the honor will even increase. Do you get me? So that's just a recap of what we spoke about last week. Does anybody have any questions? Any questions? All right. Oh, hold on.
My question is, you have you used to preach your class and they don't like you. They're not your friend. Is it bad?
If you used to preach in your class and they don't like you and they don't want to be your friend, and that's very good. That's very, very good. That's an exception to that one. If it has been bothering you since, Abby. See, if you preach in your class and people don't like you, that's very, very good. That one is good. In fact, that's even the best thing that can happen to you. You know, that's one of the best things, because that one, Jesus will make sure, you know, Jesus will become invested in showing all of them that you are expressing. You know, you might not be aware of it, but Jesus will start doing that. So that one is, that's the only, if that's genuinely what is happening, you know, not that, you know, something else is happening, but if that's genuinely what is happening, then that's, it's fine, right on. Are we together? Yeah. All right. So, okay, you have a question too. I don't want hypothetical. Ask me a serious question. If you have something that affects you, okay, then say, my issue is that.
So there's a child that I'm taking care of.
Yeah.
And this child behaves a particular way, which thing?
Yeah.
I can't really go out and say, because it could also. So how would I act in order to make that the child change in some aspects?
Are you the one in charge of changing the child? Is he your child?
No, it's not my child. But...
Then you give the child to the owner of the child now.
Okay.
Or they gave you. That's why I asked you. Are you the one in charge of the discipline?
Yeah, I am.
Is your job to discipline the child? Are you sure? No, I don't think so. I think that's your wrong job. Okay. So you have to. Is it a family? Is it a family? Okay. Then you are going to collect work that is not your own work. Okay, so that's a different work. So your solution is that you need to leave that work. You need to decide, do I want to, I've been paid. So you need to have a conversation on what's going on here actually. You know, you need to have a conversation. What are you using? You understand? Right, am I a babysitter? Babysitting, the job is that you chop in salt. That's part of babysitting. It's just to, if the children do everything, you have to, taking care of children is part of child care job. You know, you have to have lots of things. That's part of the job. Is that the job being asked of you? If that's the job, then okay, yes. But it's not your duty to change people's child. That's not your job. I guess. Just report people to, don't say, this is what your son did though. If I want video evidence, I have video evidence for you so that you will see. And then don't bother about it at all. It's not your duty. at all. All right. So, there's another, okay.
Prabhupada, is it a right thing?
Yes. Yeah. So, at times, when people, are we together? Yeah. So, when people, please don't lose me, or don't lose me. I just want to, please don't be carnal. You know, don't think that this kind of, this is a teaching atmosphere. So, it's not, you understand? But it doesn't mean that angels are not here, the Holy Spirit is not here. See, now baby is crying. Please, it doesn't mean don't lose the spirit. I just got to beg you. So, so one of the ways to, that's why I was saying your wisdom needs to increase. You see, when especially maybe when family members are complaining about one thing, you have to know how to divert it a productive arena. Are we together? Yeah. So in that kind of situation, one of the things you can say is that, okay, you know what? I believe that God can solve all of our problems. So let us guide it to prayer. Because the implication of that, when you don't do that, is that you would come under negative influence. That's complaining, also gossip. When we get to gossip, one of the quickest ways to carry demon is to gossip, you know. You can come under a demonic influence. So you can raise your shield by saying, let's divert this thing. You divert it. That's when is a situation where you have to be like a family member that is over you in authority. But if you have authority, for instance, if it's me and it's you, immediately I will shut it down. Once I just sense that the thing is happening, I will just shut it down because me, I have authority over you. So I'm not rude. You understand what I'm saying? And if it's your own friend too, you will shut it down immediately. You understand? You have to be violent though. You get? You have to be violent. If not, because nobody deserves demons. Are we together? Eh? You don't deserve demon. I don't deserve demon. It's Holy Spirit that we deserve. If Jesus Christ died for us to have Holy Spirit, to live in peace, to live in joy. Not that you are sleeping. You have somebody in mind that you are targeting. Amen. All right, let us go to Matthew 5 quickly. I need to. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. All right, you have heard. Please give me attention, okay? You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. Amen. Verse 22. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Amen. Let's stop here. Now, Jesus Christ was teaching, and he said that in the Old Testament, please listen to me. In the Old Testament, let's go back to 21. That you shall not murder. Are we together? Eh? That you shall, it's Ten Commandments now. That's what he was referring to. That you shall not murder. Now, murder is a very serious crime, Abi. You know, very few people, relatively speaking, have the liver to kill another human being. Are we together? Yeah, if you talk to soldiers and stuff, they talk about it like virginity. Like your first kill is very difficult. That's how they talk about it, like your first kill. And those are even the people that have the legitimate authority to kill, you know. When they talk about killing and stuff like that, you know, it's almost like they talk about your first time you're having sex. It's like you've crossed the boundary that you can't come back from. So maybe a soldier's first kill, he could be shaking, he could be nervous, but as he keeps on killing, that nervousness will be reducing. Just he gets used to human beings. And it's a very hard thing to maybe carry a knife and stab another person. It's not easy. You usually have to be under the influence or drugs to do it. When cultists are fighting, they're usually high or demons or both. Even all these Boko Haram guys, when they want to fight, they'll go and pack drugs to before they go and massacre people. Because it's not easy. You know, especially, at least back in the, at least now it's even better. Back then, now it's better in the sense that it's gone. No gun, you just point and die. Back then, it's knife, so you have to look the person and you know, so it's a tough thing it gets, right? So murder is a very hard thing to do. Amen. Amen. I'm going so well. And we sort of imagine it that way. That's why even in our justice system, our human justice system, murder carries more weight than fraud, for instance. You get what I'm saying? If EFCC should catch somebody for fraud, maybe they can give the person max, maybe 5 years. You know, in no position, position that steals money, the max can get maybe 6 years, 6-7 years. You know? But if someone murders, you can get like 25, 30. Right? Are you with me? Yeah. So murder is very weighty in that sense. And the implications that it has is very weighty. It's a crime that is permanent. Kill somebody, that person ceases to exist. You know? And that person's wife, the person's family, there's a permanence. It's a very serious kind of crime. And God told the children of Israel that you must not, thou shalt not murder. You don't have authority to take a life because it's God that gives life. You get what I'm saying, right? So in verse 22, he then introduces something that is very funny, you know. First thing, he says that whoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. The same judgment that's in the previous verse, somebody that murder is in danger of. You remember now, right? It then says here that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause, meaning there is no justified reason why you should be angry with this guy. The justified reason, just pause. Don't think you understand what I mean by the justified reason yet. I'll explain it. But what he's saying is that if there is this anger is just coming, you are also in danger of the judgment. And he then says, whoever says to his brother, Raka, this Raka is fool. Are we together? Shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Amen. Amen. This is your Bible, Lord. This is not AI Bible. This is King James Bible. That Jesus is making a comparison between murder and fool. Hallelujah. Are we together? I guess you know what I'm saying. That in these two verses, Jesus said that they told you should not murder. Me, I'm not telling you, don't call anybody fool. Because the two things, they are seen as the same thing by God. The same way God will judge people that murder, is the same way God will judge people that verbally insult others. Now, this is why it's important to be taught the Bible. Because to human beings, it's not like this. You know, to human beings, this is unfair. Now, I've just told you now that if you steal 1 billion naira, the maximum sentence you can get is maybe 7 or 10 years. If you murder somebody, you can get 30 years. You can even get life. So, to human beings, killing is not the same as insulting somebody. How many human beings will tell you that to stab somebody is the same thing as saying you don't have sense? Look at your big head out there. Do the two look like the same thing? No. But that's why I need to be taught about God, though, because God is saying that to me, they are the same thing. Amen. Are we together? So, to human beings, it might not be the same thing, or it is not the same thing. In fact, to human beings, it is a very casual thing to insult other people. Are we together? Just going through driving on the streets of Lagos, you will see that it's a casual thing to insult people. Very casual. It's something that flows like water. You don't even think about it. You know, some people are experts at it. The course is just flow. You know, the course is just flow. You get? Do you understand what I'm saying? So, to human beings, it is normal to verbally insult, but to God, it is the same thing as murder. Amen. Amen. Are we together? To God, when the tongue is used to verbally insult, it is the same thing as murder. Why is it murder, because insults is the way you kill destinies. Are we together? Huh? The most potent way to kill people's destinies is to insult them. But then, you know, you can baptize somebody with insult, that the guy will believe he can't marry fine girl. You know, by the time you baptize, you know. So I think it's a serious issue. Insult. Huh? Very serious. That's why little children don't respond well to insult. If you're around little children, you might think they're on is too much. When maybe you, in your own canal way, you just say something like, look at you, your head is big. The child now go and cry to his mommy, Auntie Josephina said my head is big. You know that thing now? Yeah. It's because, you see, to you, it's just, I'm just playing with you now. But that thing is deeply altering the soul. Even though to you it's very innocent. You know. So even when children talk like that, they are not just being children. They actually is that they are very innocent, and that thing is killing them. That's their way of expressing that they are being killed. So they go and meet their dad and say, Auntie Josephina said my head is big. You know, the same way if somebody should slap them in school, they will go and meet their dad and say, Daddy, this guy slapped me. You know, they will do the same thing. They will have the same reaction, because that's actually what's happening inside. Hallelujah. Huh? And if you have been yabbed like that guy I was talking about, what is the solution? Can you ask me, what is the solution? Forgiveness. Amen. You have to forgive. Huh? That's how you break free from the impact that yabbing has had on your life. Are we together? What did I say? You have to forgive. No, you have to forgive. That's how you break free. If not, the two will bound you. It will bound you. So you have to forgive. So everybody that has said your head is big, everybody, you have to forgive all your classmates. You have to forgive. Hallelujah. Then after you forgive, you run away. You understand? Anybody that insults you, never give them audience. You get me? You have to be bold. You understand? Now, does anybody have any questions? Okay, you have a question. Hold your question, because I think I know the question that you want to ask. No, this message, it can be very deep. You know, it can show you that your life has been... So, there is another version of insult that is equally potent. In fact, this one is more deadly, because this one is serpentine insult. And that is what we call coerce jesting. Is like times two, because it's attack that looks like... It's like rats. If rat has eaten your leg, it'll be blowing. So that you wake up. In fact, that can even be the sweetest point in your sleep. You know, if you've gone through that thing before, you know, that can be the sweetest point in your sleep. The sleep will be sweet in the sleep. That'll be the point where you'll be swimming in water, you know. Yeah, in your dream. It's like that, you know. But it will chop your leg. Huh? Coerce jesting. Two things. It will make you justified in the jest, because while the murder is happening, there will be laughter in the environment. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So it makes it look okay, because while people are being killed, there will be laughter in the environment. I was giving an example last week, before we close service, about how a lot of us feel ashamed of our names. I mean, if your name is God's Victory, or if your name is Success Power, you know, there's a kind of shame that you feel whenever they call your name. You understand? You guys understand that thing now? You know, some people might be wishing that, God, why did my parents give me Luciana or Seraphim? Why did they give me God's power? Amen. Do you get me? Now, that feeling is a very dangerous feeling. You see? It's a very dangerous feeling. For you to feel inferior because of your name is a very serious thing. It's very serious. That they call your name and it's inferiority. That you're serious. This is not serious. It's serious. That they call your name, Angela, and you merely remind yourself that you are poor. You know? That they call your name and the image is that you are inferior. It's very serious. Normally, when they call your name, you should be reminded, because that's why they give you the name. Your parents give you the name. Maybe they tried for 10 years, they couldn't have a child, and then they give you that name, Victory. So that when they call your name, Yusuf, you'll be reminded that you're a child of Victory. You understand my point now? So that it will always be reinforced in your head that there's something special about you. That's why we take time to... I'm not like Oyibo people that can name you carpenter. You know, in Africa tradition, at least we got that one right. We'll take our time to give you a serious name. And it's for that reason. Again, so that it can reinforce your purpose, that there's something special about you. But somehow, that thing has turned to whenever they call your name, you'll be ashamed. Yeah, now how did that happen? Through comedy and laughter. It didn't happen, you didn't see demon of destruction in your dream. It's through watching comedy and laughter. Do you understand? Satan has technical. You understand? He will always come through darkness. He said he will manifest as an angel of light. So everybody will be laughing, destiny will be destroying. You get? Everybody will be laughing, destiny will be destroying. You understand my point? Right? So Kowas Justin, it's murder, it's just murder in a stylish manner. Let's go to, I'll say this and close. Let's go to Ephesians 5, verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor Kowas jesting. Can we look at this in maybe Amplified? Let's look at it in Amplified. No, not Amplified Classic. Normal Amplified. Alright, can we read together? I want to go. Hallelujah. Let's read again. Want to go. Let's read it with seriousness. Want to go. Hallelujah. So let there be no filthiness or silly talk or coerce, in bracket, obscene or vulgar joking. Hallelujah. Because such things are not appropriate for believers. Amen. Remember I told you, if you really hear this thing, the people you listen to already. That's why no matter the skinmaker, once I see that you're making joke about pastor, I blocked you. I don't have time for that nonsense. Is it a joke? Is pastor a joke? Once I see that you're doing skits, you're not carrying rope, pastor. And now, it has changed from skits to warfare. You are now my enemy. You understand? You are now enemies. Because I'm wise. I know how Satan does his thing. That thing is not, remember I told you now, there will be laughter, but there will be destruction. You understand? It's not a joke. I don't joke with God's things. What's funny about it? I don't joke. You understand? And unfortunately, many of us Christians, we are so foolish. It's Muslims that even are serious about this thing. No, you can, Christian can watch TV show that is insult. You understand? Maybe you saw how last Olympics, they went to go and do Last Supper. I don't know, you saw that thing now. They went to go and pull LGBT. They saw people doing rainbow. You understand? You see Christians, that will be his expression, freedom of expression. Go and try that in Saudi Arabia now. As your head, I'm not saying you should cut anybody's head, but I'm just saying that as you can't even try it, safe. You can't try it. You understand? It's not a joke. Jesus is not a joke. Can we say that? It's not a joke. That's how you desecrate holy things. Okay? Are we together? Some things are holy. Some things are sacred. Do you get my point? Some things are serious. There are serious matters on this earth. You understand? Serious matters on this earth. But if you expose yourself to vulgar, coarse, or obscene jokes, the weight of those serious things will drop in your heart. And then you become weak. When you then become weak, sit down there, bam. Do you understand? So, I don't play with joking about the things of God. Once you start doing skits, once I see pastor, you are now enemies. You don't reach that level. we're not serious people here. Praise God. And then me too, I don't carry joke to the next level. I'd rather be boring, destroy another person's life. Are we together? And that's what I've told you. The moment anybody tells you this thing that you are saying about me, I don't like it, never say, I'm just joking. It's not a response. It's not just a joke. Apologize and say, I'm sorry for saying that thing. Are you hearing me? The moment maybe you people are doing something together and maybe make a comment or something, you know. Because like I told you, you'll be growing in it. You won't get it from, you'll be growing. So everybody will make mistakes. But the moment someone tells you that this thing, or the moment, not even someone tells you, because some people will not tell you, which they should, but some will not. Their face will just change. The moment you just see that this, as the thing came out, the person's face changed. Forget all the people that are laughing, though. Look at that person and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You understand? Because you can be killing something in somebody. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Yeah. Let's look at 2 Kings. Let's go to 2 Kings. I'm closing now. Let's go. Yeah, I can ask a question, Abby.
Okay, so earlier you said when someone insults you, you should forgive and run away. So what if is in a situation, or is the person is a space that you cannot avoid them, or in a situation that you can run away?
Sorry, can I say it again?
Okay, I said that earlier. You said when someone insults you, that the response is to forgive and to run away. So what if it happens that it's a space that you can run away from, and then like you are seeing the person or something?
Yeah. So if it's a space that you can't run away from, you have to firstly be able to express yourself. Okay. A lot of us don't like confronting, but you have to learn how to confront. Okay, so if you can, if it's somebody that is even if it's somebody that is above yourself, go and meet the person and say, I don't appreciate such words to me. I'm not that person. Okay, so you have to have that courage. A lot of people will. It's not about having a conversation. So just say it and then allow the person to do what they want to do with it. But some people will respond positively. Some people will not, because some people are vagabonds. Then when somebody is a vagabond, you then have to start plotting your exit. Do you understand? So you'll be there, but you have to plot your exit. If they think like it's school now, maybe it's classmates, well, then you have to plot how you are going to navigate these people. If it's one more year, okay, just one more year. If it's for eventually when you start working, if it's an office, then you have to start applying for jobs elsewhere. You just have to start doing that. And then you have to use the mechanisms that you have for conflict resolution in that environment. So at times, in a marriage, for instance, there is a mechanism for resolving conflict, which is you then go and carry the matter to the pastor, right? Then the pastor will then intervene. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can, in every social environment, there's a way to resolve. It might not be stated specifically, but there's a way to resolve conflict. For instance, there are some people that maybe in a class, you know, there's somebody that you can talk to that will then... Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be deceived by you reported us to teacher. That one does not... in the future, it doesn't matter. That one is not... You'll be shocked. Most of the people that are at the top now in school, in the future, they are the ones that will be at the bottom. So if there's need to say in a class, bring the authority of the teacher or someone that has more authority in that place, then go and do that. Are you hearing? Are you hearing me?
Sure.
Yeah. Don't be feeling like I'm not a snitch. Look, that's Satan at work. Okay? we are snitches. You understand? The other one is Satan. Because I used to be on the other end. In secondary school, I wasn't born again. So I used to be the kind of person that said, your brother was a teacher. Be, yeah, you're not, okay? In life, we are snitches. If you do rubbish, you'll be called out. There's no... I don't have time for all this nonsense. You understand? Are we together? Except maybe you still want to be people's friend, you want to be loved, and then you have low self-esteem. But don't be report to an authority that can step in. And then see how that goes. Or report to, at times, you can even get the, well, let me not sit down, but at times you can even get, there's a way somebody will do something that you can gather boys, and that one is there too. Like I said, it's conflict resolution. There are various layers of conflict resolution. You understand? Yeah. All right. But please, I tell you the truth. Don't be feeling bad that you're snitching. That thing is one of the most idiotic concepts of human beings. Criminals and criminal behavior don't deserve honor. Are we together? It's real demons. That's you know. And I told the black people, don't follow hip hop culture. You know, you will enter ditch. Our culture is a very unserious culture. You understand? Where you celebrate the criminals. You understand? Criminals deserve to be snitched at. Deserve to be shot. You understand? Right? They deserve hanging. Eh? They don't deserve movie where you be celebrating them. Are we together? Yeah. So don't be enamored. Don't want to be part of the gang. You are just wasting your time. In life, it's those that know book that will make more money. Just take it that way. Are you hearing me? Those that know book or those that join cults, either godly cults, which is church, or demonic cults, which is a year confraternity. You get right? Those are the people that will make money. You understand? All right. So, what was I saying before this question? Second Kings, Abby. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Second Kings. A very popular story. Verse 2, chapter 2. We'll read this then. Close. Can Shola, please come and pray for me. Amen. Now I look back my secondary school days and I wish I was that student that was reporting people for making noise. I tell you the truth. I wish I was that student. It's good to be good. I tell you the truth. Huh? It's good to be good. Now that I'm born again and I'm now good, I understand it. It's bad to be bad. You get? And when you are bad, you're always bad because you are coming from a broken home. So it's damage that makes you bad. Do you understand? You get me? Yeah, it's damage. It's when people damage you, then you want to be bad. Okay? But it's good to be good. It's good to give your assignment on time. It's good to... Because those are the things that will make you work. Those are the things that will make you excel. You know? At work now, you will excel when you do your... the work they give you, you do it on time. That's what makes them promote you. You understand? There's one of my guys now that... I don't know. It's like they'll fire the guy. I don't know. I'm trying to fight for the guy, but the guy is a very unserious guy. What a strange behavior. I can tell it's from university lens. They will ask you a question, you don't know the answer, but they'll be talking nonsense. I can tell it's from university lens that thing. You know, I'm like, hey, you should have dropped all these things by now. Now you're now with the big boys. The people here are cerebral people. They can spot a fake person. If you don't know something, see, I don't, then I will, you know. There's all this bad behavior you learn after you have cheated in school, after you have. You'll not come out and you'll not be able to make it. You're not begin for night vigil. You know? Oh Lord, my breakthrough. Because you have bad behavior. Are we together? Can we say it? It is good to be good. Yes. Be the student that is submitting assignments. I tell you the truth. It is good to be good. It is good to be good. All right, let's read 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 21. We'll read till 24. Alright. And he went forth into the spring of the let us back so that you can really understand what's happening here. Let's go to verse 14. So this is after Elijah had handed over the mantle to Elisha. Okay? And so Elisha became... You see, there is one theme in this story we're about to read, and it's about the power of the tongue. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had struck the water, it was divided, and that, and Elijah crossed. Hallelujah. All right. Now, when the sons of the prophets, so when Elisha got to that river, what he said was, "Where is the God of Elijah?" So, as a result of what he said, he then acted on what he said, and the river parted. Now, when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And he came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Then they said to him, "Look now, there are 50 strong men with your servants. Please let them go and search for your master, lest perhaps the spirit of the Lord has taken him up and cast him upon some mountain, some valley." And he said, "You shall not send anyone." But when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, "Send them." Therefore they sent 50 men, and they searched for 3 days, but did not find him. And when they came back to him, for they had stayed in Jericho, he said to them, "Did I not say to you, do not go?" Then the men of the city said to Elisha, "Please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad and the ground barren." And he said, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt." So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness." Now hold on here. So we're also seeing Elisha use his words again. Are we together? You understand now? The first time he went to the river, he said, "Where is the God?" Now he's come here. He's now said, "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water." Okay? So Elijah spoke healing on the water through his mouth, right? And that's how the water was. So you can see that Elijah, when you say Elijah was a prophet, real instrument that he's using is his mouth. Are we together? "Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness." Let's go on. "So the water remains healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha spoke." Hold on. So we see how Elisha is using his words, right? His words are, he's the kind of man that his words carry weight. Now, the reason why I'm teaching is so that we can progress to where, are we together? Are you with me? But I'm teaching us this thing so that we can have like a roadmap to where. And so we are still looking at the things that are killing us, okay? Because if you are still using our words the wrong way, we won't have the opportunity the right way. Do you understand? So for the word to be used the right way, there needs to be first discipline, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning there needs to be effort of discipline, fix the wrong usage of the word. So that's why I say that's basic. That's the one that we can fix now. Okay, if we fix that one, then we cannot start learning how to now start getting to place. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So, in other words, Elisha, was the kind of man that his words had great impact. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why, for instance, Paul will say that the gift of the most in church gathering is... Are we together? If you are doing crusade, we can say, "Host, let there be heat." You get my point, right? We are doing all sorts of... But when we gather, like now, the gift that you desire the most, prophecy. Why? Because prophecy, we have the ability to speak like God. Do you understand what I'm saying? The gift is so that we can convey, and so that through our mouths, we can speak the words of individuals to nations to whatever is required. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the water remains healed to this day, according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke. Then he went up from there to Bethel. And as he was going up the road, some came from the city and mocked him. So we now see another set of people that don't know how to use the tongue. Are we together? Eh? They're very loose. Obviously, this won't be the first time. You know, this is their nature. They go online, they mock, they insult, they attack people with their words. Okay? They make fun of people. And then they mocked him and said to him, "Go up, you bowed head. Go up, you bowed head." In our time, they will have said, "Gurimapa." Abina, no, go back, go back, go back. In our time, they will have said, "Gurimapa." Amen. Huh? So, that's what I was saying, that the running theme of this story. So, we are seeing a man of God that has weight. Everybody say weight. Say it again, weight. Man of God has weight. This is a man that says that your water will be healed, and the water will be healed. You understand? As believers, we have the to look at people. Say your destiny has changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Words are not joke. You get? I told you now that 2 weeks ago that one of the major, if someone were to ask me and say, "What is you to define it?" One of the things I can say is that this ministry is all about reversing the negative words that people have spoken. As one of the myths, yes, all the "you are stupid," "you are this," all the things that have coalesced in your soul. Every Saturday when we come here, I'm trusting God that through my words we'll be reversing things so that people can now start seeing them in a better way. Yes, so they came to him and he said, "Go up, you bowed head. Go up." Let's go on. So he turned around and looked at them and pronounced a curse on them. And two female bears came out of the and mauled 42 of the youths. Can you imagine? There were plenty. Imagine. Hallelujah. One of the best things you can do in life is to not follow people's best things you can do in life. Huh? Are we together? And this thing is so important. It's so important that I want to read a book so all of you will read. A lot of your generation, you've grown up online, so you just go with the flow. You understand? That's how you are raised. You just go with the flow. So you don't understand the intense witchcraft that is going on social media, because that's your natural habitat. You get? Just follow them and insult. Do you know that many of us don't even know that for instance, when people are when people are insulting a celebrity, maybe I don't know, maybe somebody did something or something happened to one celebrity and everybody is commenting, everybody is giving opinion. Podcast people are talking about it. Those that are laughing and making jokes about it. Do you know, this music is not so that I feel emotional. It's because I want to prophesy on someone. It's don't cry. I'm not hear me, to be saved from destruction. Because you know this story actually is a serious story that I'm reading. So when you are seeing people, maybe a celebrity, his marriage will crash, you know, and everybody is commenting in the news, there's podcast about it. Do you know that that is the work of, or you don't know, but let me tell you that that is actually the work. Now you can know if you put yourself in the of the person. Imagine you come here, we say let's come and minister, and maybe a guy, as you are walking up, maybe you didn't wear belt or something, or your belt should cut or something, or your slipper should cut. You know, that one can happen. Be your shoe, it should cut as you are walking up, and then while you are ministering to the whole church tomorrow morning, your shoe is open. You know, you now have to stylishly walk back down and everything. And everybody knows that your shoe is open. And then someone should now record that thing. I can put it in their Instagram. And they have 1 million followers. No, people have 1 million followers. And they now say, LOL. You know, the video now goes viral. Do you understand? Now, you know, the embarrassment you can feel, it can make you not want to come out of your house again. I mean, now, who is doing that? Is it the Holy Spirit or is it demons? Okay? But we live in a time where someone can have a sex tape and people, this is happening now. Maybe someone now, maybe he had he had sex with someone and they recorded it. They will not put it online. People will not, the girl, yapping the guy, the thing will go viral. Are we together? The entire nation will be laughing, mocking, jesting. Amen. Now, you should always tell yourself that I don't want to be part of that crowd. That kind of thing. Can you tell yourself that thing? I don't want to be part of that crowd. Yeah. I don't want to be part of that crowd. It's not me that will be retweeting someone's downfall. Do you know what I said? What did I say? Say it well. Let me hear. Yeah, it's not me that will be retweeting another man's downfall. Huh? Do you know what I'm saying? I won't be there when they are making fun of somebody's error. They won't catch me there. 42 youths. They gathered the... That's why you have to cause them. You know, because if I read this in, I imagine it that it's just five people. You know, that's how we can imagine it now. It's just maybe three guys just came down the road and were talking nonsense. 42. They gathered one man. They gathered one man attacking the guy. And then the guy, you know, the great man of God responded appropriately. Amen. Are we together? Yes, so, and that's what I want to end. That this is the end of mockers and jesters. If you just by chance meet the wrong person, Kai, by the time they just carry psalms, amen. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Let's pray out. If you meet the wrong person, if you just meet the wrong person, if you just, some of you are the wrong people. I'm telling you the truth. There are some people, this life, don't judge life by who they are above. Are we together? Do you know what a man of God is? Men of God are not joko. Men of God are not joke. You understand? Even me, as I'm here like this, as I'm here like this, you might say ordinary things, pastor. As I'm here like, you know the conversations I have with Jesus. Man of God is not joko. And it's not that I'm a better person. There are people here that are more much. You understand? It's just calling. Just happens that I'm the one that they choose and they thing on. You know the conversations I have with you, direct. I'm not talking, man of God. So I want you to say again, it's not me that will retweet another person's downfall. Yeah, it's not me. It's not. You won't catch me there. When they are laughing, I will just mind my business and go another way. When I see skits that is entering into pastor, he has started carrying Bible, chasing women. I was just, okay, it's not me. You understand? Because I have wisdom. I know how Satan operates. Can you say that I have wisdom? Yeah, I have wisdom. And I've taught you wisdom. Yes. It's never just a joke. You understand? What did I say? It's serious. So you don't use your tongue that way. You're just gonna carry wahala that you don't want to have. And can I just say something, that there is no ministry. There are, let me say, implications of not being a child is that I can see something and I will say that, look, this thing, yet you can't do it. So there are men of God that personally, me, I know that this thing are doing that. Why? Because no child anymore. You can't bamboozle big church. But I will never, it's my personal opinion. It's not personal opinion. I'll keep it to myself. I will even tell my wife. I will never go what this pastor is doing wrong, what that pastor is right. That's what we'll get to next week. Is careless speech. They are talking nonsense. Opinion is not that big a deal. It's not about opinion, you know. What I wanted to say is that downplay sharing of opinion. It's not a must to share your opinion. Are we together? Are we together? Are you hearing what I'm saying? It means nothing. Sharing opinion does not mean anything is going to happen. You understand? So please, don't anybody you see online that is creating content out of talking about other people, men of God, even celebrity. Are we together? It is a waste of your ear. Amen. People are making money from it though. Yeah? And if you do podcast now, the podcast below, you'll make some money. But it is a waste of your ear time. Men of God, all of us agree on that. But I'm saying even celebrities, people that make it a profession to insult, crack jokes about people, talk about this is what's happening in two-faced marriage now. This is the latest that is happening with this, Eh? Even that one, still demonic. Amen. All right. So I want us to, I think I've delivered everything. I want us to pray. So let's rise up. I want you to pray. And this prayer is a very simple prayer, because I want you to, you see, what I was saying about prophecy is that, or what I was saying about earlier, about reversing the impact of native words. So I want you to pray to God, very simple prayer, and say, I reject every, wait. Now, some of you, as you are praying the prayer, you might be tempted to, or not tempted, you might be taken to that point where that word was. It's fine. Still just be praying it and mean it. Say it in a serious way. And confront it. You know, if you're taken to any point in time in your journey in life, confront that word and say, I reject your impact over my life. Do you understand? Amen. So, what I'm saying is that it's a very simple prayer. Lord, I reject every negative word. Since I got born again, since the first day I got born, now, I reject every negative over my life. Can we begin to pray? Thank you, Jesus. Declare an end to every oppression now. I declare a new day. Lord, I declare a new day over everyone here. I declare success over everyone here. Lord, let every memory of failure, let it go away. Every memory of past mistakes, let it go away. Toby, I'm speaking to you directly. Every memory of failure, every memory of the past, it goes away now in the name of Jesus. Go forth and excel. Nothing holds you back. Go forth and excel. Be free to excel. Chika, so there are different kinds of jobs in life. There is, you know, the normal things people can do in life, and then there is, you know, by normal things I mean businesswoman, you know, career, normal work, and then there is pastor, evangelist, apostle, prophet, teacher. There's also that one too. And then there is the stuff that is around that. So ministerial helps. That's when you have things like choir, this kind of administration. You know, those ones are the, that one, that pastor, the five of them, and then the others. Those are the most important things in life. And the Lord wants to use you into that kind of work. He has had mercy and favor, and he wants to introduce you to that kind of work. And then I'm telling you this because from now you shouldn't abuse this season of your life. There's going to be a call to, not yet the calling of ministry, but a call to engage more in this order, you know, specifically. There's going to be a call to do more in church, to work more in church, to serve more in church. Take it seriously. Take it with all of your life, you know. Don't grumble, don't complain. It will be challenging, it will be stretching. But it is so that you can be prepared for that next phase of your life. So that's the season of life that you are entering into. And it's a very beautiful season. The Lord will be beautifying you more and more, more and more, more and more. I think I told you some years ago about, I don't know if you remember, but about getting a new coat of many colors. And that is still, God is still on that plan. and he's going to walk till he can get that done. Okay, so please know this and be serious about it. Don't be ignorant about it. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us, for keeping us. We give you praise.